الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فالآن باشرهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الابيض من الخيط الاسود من الفجر ثم اتموا الصيام الى الليل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اذا كان اول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين وبردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير اقبل ويا باغي الشر اقصر لله ولله العتقى من النار وذلك كل ليلة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل عمل ابن آدم يزاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى سبعمائة ضيف قال الله تعالى إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدعو شهوته وطعامه من أجل للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من المسك والصيام جنة وإذا كان يوم صوم أحد فلا يرفس ولا يصخب فإن صابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني أمر صائم صدق اللہ العلی العظیم و صدق رسول نبی کریم. مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، الحمدللہ دا بلیسڈ منتھ آف رمضان ہیز اسٹارٹڈ اینڈ ناؤ وی آر ان دس اینڈ وی ہیو مینی اپرچونیٹیز ٹو ارن حسنات and to remove our evils and to train our nafs and to get liking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the verse, Quranic verse I have recited, I think first I have to translate it and then inshallah after the translation of Hadith Sharifa I have recited, we shall conclude something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and at night you are permitted to associate with your wives, seeking that which Allah had ordained for you, and eat and drink till the white glow of the horizon become clear from the dark glow of Fajr at dawn. Then complete the fast until the arrival of night. So in this holy verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined what is fasting and what are its limits, where from it begins and where it stops. So three things are stopped in fasting. It means we are not able to do these three things while we are fasting. Number one, meeting with wives. Secondly, eating. And thirdly, drinking. So these things are not permitted while some person is fasting. But when it starts, so it is be told that it starts from the event when the white glow of the horizon becomes clear from the dark glow of Fajr at dawn. And it will end at sunset. So these are the two, you can say, rules of starting and ending of the fasting, that we have to start from this, that there's a clear separation between the dark glow and the white glow, and it will end at sunset. As we know, a Hadith Sharifa clarifies or you can say we get help from Ahadith Sharifa for understanding of Quranic verses. So what in Hadith Sharif has been told for this? So it has been told that you should not stop from eating and drinking while you are seeing the light from below to it means which is vertical. Vertically emerging light. That is called false dawn. But we should see when the light, white light is spreading at the horizon. Horizontally. It means its height or the altitude is lower than the spread at the horizon. So it becomes like a depressed semicircle in the horizon of the light. So by this we can understand that the clear separation between the white and black light, white light and the darkness happens when this semicircular light spreading on the horizon occurs. So while observing these things, it has been observed and calculated by the experts that when the solar disk, sun disk, it reaches to 18 degree solar depression angle, so this phenomenon occurs. So this is for dawn also scientifically, and this dawn is used for this purpose also. So it depends upon the observations. So we can conclude from the observations. So alhamdulillah, many ulama and experts, they have concluded that it occurs at 18 degree solar depression angle. And the sunset is very clear. As I have already told that the basic thing is observation. But as this observation has become difficult because of the lights, city lights, while it's observed, this city light confuses its appearance at the horizon. So therefore, the people who know this, they can calculate and they can produce the charts. As in America, Dr. Kamal Abdali is doing here in Pakistan, we are doing. And there are many, many people, they are calculating these things and the prayer schedules and the iftar, sair and iftar charts are available. So that which is authenticated by the ulama, that can be used. As far as Ahadith Sharifa are concerned, what I recited, say Rasulullah said, when the first night of the month of Ramadan enters, the shayateen and the rebellious jinns are being imprisoned. The doors of hell are being closed and the doors of paradise are open without one door being closed, and a caller from the heavens proclaimed, O seeker after good, proceed forward towards good. O seeker after evil, desist from evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many souls that He sets free from the fire of Jahannam. This happens on every night of Ramadan. This has been narrated by Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, and Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So, what we conclude from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us protection from shaitan and rebellious jinns, that they cannot disturb us from keeping fast. Only one thing is left, and that is our nafs. As far as nafs is concerned, so this requires freedom from the rules. Freedom from any rule. For example, if you are going on the road, so there are traffic rules. But our nafs does not allow us to follow traffic rules even. If we are ill, and for example, if some person is suffering from sugar, and doctor advises him not to eat sweet things, but his nafs desire is to eat sweets, so it does not follow the doctor's instructions and damages itself. So similarly, the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are for our betterment, our nafs does not require it and resist. But the other hand, the training of the nafs is in resisting it. It means as far as we resist our nafs to follow its rules or desire, follow its desires, so then it is trained more and more. And it is just like an exercise we are doing, that a person who cannot do some exercise and start, but if he is doing again and again, it becomes easy and easy for him. The other people will be suffering from difficulty in that exercise, but that person who is habitual of that, he will not suffer. So therefore, we understand from this that our nafs should be trained and by this fasting, because these three things are utmost requirements of the nafs. It cannot live. Well, nafs cannot live these, but has to do it accordingly. So therefore, just like we see that if there is addiction for something, so the doctor says, if we stop those things by which we are addicted for more than 3 months, for more than 3 weeks, so then this addiction is finished. And for children, it is 1 week. So therefore, if for 4 weeks of Ramadan, we stop ourselves from those we are addicted to, then inshallah, this addiction will finish and our nafs will become trained in that manner. So this month is very, very good for training our nafs in these things. So we should follow the rules and regulations. It means masail of Ramadan as per the fiqh. So we should keep our fasting, and we should avoid those things which are not good for fasting. Because there are some things by which som or fasting is defined, but there are some things by which the som or the fasting is strengthened. We know that there are some things which are already haram. For example, telling a lie, doing ghibat, and ill-seeing of the ghair mahram. So these all things are already prohibited. So these are haram. But if we do this in fasting, so our fasting by definition will remain clear. But it will be so weak that it will give nothing to us as far as its effect is concerned. So therefore, it is in the hadith, if a person is not observing these rules, so while keeping the fasting, so he does not get, he gets nothing than just like dieting. So it means we should clearly train ourselves in such a manner that while we are fasting, we should avoid performing those things which are already haram in normal days. So therefore, if we observe these things, So our som, our fasting will be very strong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, every good deed of the sons of Adam is rewarded from 10 times to 700 times. Allah says, fasting is for me, and I myself will give the reward. Because man leaves his desire and his food aside for my sake. And verily, the fasting person shall have two moments of extreme pleasure. One at the time of breaking the fast, and the other the moment of meeting his Lord in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily, the smell from the mouth of the fasting person is sweeter than the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than musk. What we mean by this? It means that if the reward of fasting is that much, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give this reward by himself, not by angels. So this is a very, very high pleasure for us, that we should get this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see the situation now, the other hadith sharif. But I think we can merge with each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fasting person will have two extreme pleasures. Number one, at breaking fast. So it is physical. Because physically, while we are fasting, so we feel difficulty and we feel thirst and difficulty in keeping this more. So once it is broken, so we get a very, very high physical pleasure. But as it has been told, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I myself will give this reward to this person. So when he will be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take that reward, how much pleasure he will have. So really this is too much pleasure, and we shall inshallah get. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to get this reward both. It means while breaking fast and while meeting our Lord. And verily the smell from the mouth of fasting person is sweeter than the sight of Allah than musk. Inside the sight of Allah than musk. It is also from the love point of view. Because if some person loves someone, he loves is everything. Though it is not loved normally, but if it is for his beloved, then he likes this. So therefore, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes those people who are keeping fast beloved, his beloved. So therefore, the smell which is coming from the stomach and from the mouth, it's liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than musk. It doesn't mean that we should not use maswak, because it has been discussed by fuqaha. Some fuqaha were of the opinion that we should not use miswak because it will reduce the smell. But the other fuqaha are saying that this milk is not coming from the mouth, but this milk is coming from the stomach. So by empty stomach, if this smell is coming, so if you are doing miswak, it will not be stopped. So therefore, miswak as a sunnah should be followed and it should not be stopped. And verily, fasting is a protective shield, and when any of you fast, let him not indulge in evil talk and evil task. And if anyone should be abuse him verily or fight with him, let him say to himself, I am fasting. So this is a very, very privileges thing for us, this keeping fast. And we should not disturb it for the others. If others are making problems for us, so let them do their own way. We should not disturb ourselves. So we should be able, for just for example, if a person is with his beloved person, and his enemy is crying, "What you are doing? What's this? What is this?" So he does not bother about it. He said that, "I am with my beloved. This is enough. Or let him cry. It's up to him." So therefore, we should keep ourselves aside from these activities, and we should only and only think about of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in completion of fasting according to his willing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to complete all these things as it is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is as it is according to sunnah. So keeping fast according to sunnah, and breaking fast according to sunnah, and performing the fast according to sunnah, this will inshallah make us beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.